long time ago, on a hillside far, far away, a group of shepherds who lived in the fields were keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly, the dark sky became brighter and brighter until it was a flash of silver light, as bright as the morning. The shepherds were terrified, but they had heard the kind voice of an angel saying, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Suddenly, a multitude of angels appeared praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest of heaven, and on earth peace amongst those whom God favors." As the angels withdrew to heaven, the shepherds talked among themselves and decided to go to Bethlehem to find Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus.
We're going to just take a moment to center in and to remember why you came here today. Part of it was maybe to hear this old story told again. Part of it was for the joy of children helping us tell the story and bringing all our good stuff up here to the table. And part of it was just to be in communion with one another, to be in company with another, to find the presence of God in each other. So I just invite you to center in and think about why you came here today and what you need to receive from this time today. Maybe take a few deep breaths. One for God, the Creator, who keeps our bodies and minds in motion. One for Jesus, the Anointed One, whose birth we celebrate, who walked around in a body just like ours. And another big breath for the Holy Spirit, who lives and breathes among us still. We are going to pray together here, starting with ourselves and then extending ever outward as we consider our United Parish community, as we consider the nation and the world and the people just beyond our doorways. So join me in the centering prayer of confession found in your worship order. Gracious God, you paint pictures of what could be. You speak of the lion lying down with the lamb. You dream of a more just day. Forgive us for losing sight of hope. Open up our hearts to see the world as you see it. I invite us to keep praying together as we think about members of our United Parish community that we pray for this morning, as we think about our neighbors, friends, people just beyond our doorsteps, and as we pray for the nation and the world. I invite you to say these prayers out loud from wherever you're sitting. We have prayers for this community this morning, healing prayers for Valencia, who's in rehab after being hit by a car in her wheelchair. Prayers for Dot's sister Connie for continued healing. Other prayers that you want to say aloud for our United Parish community. We also pray for our neighbors, our friends, for our families, people just beyond our doorways. We give thanks always for those who come to serve and to receive in the Brookline Food Pantry here in our doors, in our building. For our Thrifty Threads thrift shop, all who volunteer and serve there. For the many different organizations that use our building during the week, that they may have a touch of grace when they come through these hallways, and that we may be like Christ to them. Other prayers for our neighbors, friends, and family, I invite us to say aloud wherever we're sitting. We pray also for our nation and for the world. We pray for fairness and justice and civility in government policies. in our media, as we have a transfer of power. We pray for people in war-torn areas around the world, for healing, for peace talks, for negotiation in Gaza, in Israel, in Ukraine, in South Sudan. We pray for peace, hope, and never-ending love, and that, God, you would help it to start with us. Other prayers that we say aloud here this morning for our nation and the world. We pray all these things, and one thing more. As Jesus taught us, we are now bold to pray together. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.